Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday, the 26th of September. The sun is in Libra, ruled by Venus, and the planets are saying...
And then what?
More planets.
Venus, creativity, ruler of Libra, fully irritating Pluto, control.
Okay.
Given that current influences can lead to a dearth of humor, and given you have better things to do, including such scintillating activities as relining the shelves, cleaning out the basement, or polishing those pesky nuts and bolts that have accumulated during the last decade, try to ignore provocative behavior or comments, and fail to rise to any flies being cast in your general direction. Also, what the situation, relationship, or arrangement probably really wants is a little more love and a little less war, a little more dialogue and a little less monologue. In other words, some mindfulness and understanding. And while current influences may not be engendering the aforementioned mindfulness and understanding, you can help by failing to rise to any very enticing provocations being dangled in front of your face. So put on your thinking cap and try to design a working balance between nurturing your creativity and discharging your practical responsibilities. There is room for both, and despite any disapproval you may encounter from people in positions of authority or the tut-tutting of conventional wisdom, this period's all about finding it and then doing the necessary to make it a significant part of your life.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Venus fully entertaining Pluto.
Libra, Scorpio, Capricorn, Taurus, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 26th of September.
Just so you know, you are much more likely to attain a personal objective or derive what you want from a given situation if you are flexible about how it all comes down and are reasonably willing to defer to another's issues, circumstances, timetable, etc. Be aware, this agility will in no way undermine your program or minimize your influence. In fact, it will only promote or increase it.
Tomorrow, Daily Planets.